views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from the KKNW studios here at Hubbard Radio in Seattle. You might be listening here in the Seattle area. You might be listening, say, in on WBLQ in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island. You might be listening through your television on cable radio network. You might be on iHeart. You might be on one of the 35 stations in Australia, or you might be just getting onto the internet through TransformationTalkRadio.com. However you're listening today, you're going to be happy you joined me because, you know, we are going to be talking about soul contracts. We're going to be talking about how to shift our lives to change relationships, our, you know, career situation, you know, whatever it is that where we're feeling stuck. Sometimes it helps to have the soul contracts illuminated. I love my guest today. I've had her on the show before, and we were chit-chatting before we got on. And I have to tell you guys, when you don't get to listen, we have a lot of fun too. But you're not going to miss the on-air part of it because she's wonderful. She is an intuitive. She's a coach. She's an animal communicator. She has been named one of the country's best psychic mediums. And, you know, Bob Olson, who we had on recently, you know, raves about her and her new book, which we'll talk about in a minute. She's appeared on national TV and has been featured on numerous radio stations around the world. She's a popular teacher on soul connections and animal communication. And she uses her unique skills to lead thousands of people through their challenges into a world of possibility. And that's what the show is about, is opening us up to new possibilities and change. Her first book is Soul Contracts, and it's fascinating and insightful and fun to read. And I'm so glad to have the guest here today. My guest is Danielle McKinnon. Danielle, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you for having me. I wish I was with you, but thank you for having me. I'm still on the other coast.
I know, and I know you're going to be coming. I think it's in February, and so you know, maybe we'll have you back then too. But
it would be great to have you
in studio. And you know, I know that at one point I was going to get an opportunity to come see you, and something happened and didn't get to. And you know, I'm looking forward to your workshops.
Although I don't know how much, if I came to the studio based on the way we were before we got on the show, I'm not sure how much we would get done.
I know. But you know, I tell you, we do have a video feed, and there'd be people who are getting here online, and don't you think, Benny?
I completely agree, even though I know, and I do know Danielle from previous interactions on the air. So I don't know, that could be kind of hairy.
And how did you refer to her when you called her?
Oh, a little boo-boo.
Little boo-boo, yes.
My Danielle, my little boo-boo.
And I knew it was you, Benny.
Right? That's how I answered the phone to everybody. Really?
No, not true. But,
not true, really.
I knew he had a special place in his heart for you. But yes, you know, having fun is very expansive. So, you know, I'm sure that it will be great when you're here in the studio as well.
You know, it's funny, too, because the work that I do is deep soul work, and it's about big stuff and making big changes, and everybody thinks it's very serious, and I just have the best time. Yes. And so do the people I do it with. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I like to laugh while doing the deep work. I don't want to be all serious about it.
Well, don't you think people have a perspective on spirituality as, you know, you have to have this deep reverence and seriousness to the whole process?
Yes, I do. But I don't have that. I would say most people think I'm a big goofball.
Right.
But I really feel like being a goofball is what allows the work to get done better.
Because
you're laughing at yourself. Things are funny. You're not in this place of, oh, no, I realize this about myself. If you get too serious, it almost blocks the work. It blocks the energy. So
yes.
Even though supposedly we're all supposed to be very serious about our spirituality and sacred, you know, it's, I'd rather laugh.
Well, I figure, you know, my guides have probably been laughing at me my entire life and having a grand time with it. And, you know, and I have noticed that my guides seem to have a sense of humor, because the kinds of puns and the numerological information I get, you know, it's like they are laughing at me, I'm sure. And we humans are pretty silly.
We are. I will be working with someone privately, and I'll find myself saying something. Like the other day I said, did you see the movie Dude, Where's My Car? And the person said, yes. And I was like, okay, remember the dog? And I had a whole thing. The guides wanted me to tell this person about that movie that related to their life.
That's great.
So, yes, sense of humor is
yes,
good.
Yes.
And, yes, that does mean I have seen also Dude, Where's My Car?
And you just admitted it on air, Danielle.
I did. It's really not that good of a movie, though.
But there's some...
See, I took you off track.
That's okay. That's okay. Because that brought to mind Sharknado. No, Sharknado. I have not
I
seen
I love
yet.
Sharknado.
Oh, my boy's been talking about it.
Have you seen Sharknado 2?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. Sharknado 2 is even better than Sharknado 1. Sharknado 2, the sharks attack people on a plane. Flying. The plane is flying in the air.
It could happen. I don't know why everyone's joking and laughing about it. It could happen.
Oh,
and I have watched both.
Okay, maybe it can't. Maybe it won't happen. But
I had to admit to my teenage sons that I do want to see Sharknado. Now I have to see Sharknado too, because they say that, you know, it's so bad and so campy, it's hilarious, and people are raving about it because of that. So
Sharknado 1 took itself a little seriously, but Sharknado 2 realized, oh, we got to go for it, and they just it's actually better.
So there we are, you know, like being lighthearted and talking about not taking ourselves seriously. So how does that help shift our lives?
It's really cool. And it's actually one of the main things in my book and one of the main pieces of really how I live my life and how I teach other people to live, that if you are working on yourself, and when we're working on ourselves, we always have these realizations. Oh, I didn't realize I was doing this because of this, or I didn't see this about myself.
Right.
But people, you know, everybody takes their spirituality and their inner work so seriously. If you go down that serious road, you can go down very easily. It can turn from, oh, I didn't realize that, to, oh, no, and what was I thinking? How could I have been doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Into a kind of a beat yourself up kind of place.
Sure.
And if you're beating yourself up and criticizing yourself, you're not really going to do the best spiritual work.
Right.
If
we're afraid that we're going to go to this place of beating ourselves up, then we're less likely to accept the reality of what we're finding out about ourselves.
Well, if we're beating ourselves up, then we're thinking about what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in the present moment going, okay, how am I going to shift this? What's my next step? Here I go.
Right.
And there's two sides to me. I'm very goofy. I think we've seen that side.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm also pretty analytical. So I tend to work with a lot of analytical people.
Uh-huh.
And the analytical people are the people who get it stuck up in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was doing this, and I realized I was doing it for that reason. Oh, I'm doing it again. Oh, no. And it gets that repeating pattern over and over.
Uh-huh.
It so slows down the energy. It so slows down the healing. And that's not a light, happy way to think.
Right.
Obviously, if you're in a happy mood and you're laughing, your vibration is high, unless you're laughing evilly, let's say, at somebody.
Right,
but if you're
right.
having a good time and you're laughing and enjoying yourself, your vibration is higher. It's so much easier to learn from that place.
Yes, that makes
sense. That's where the learning
sense.
Happens. That's where the growth happens. That's where the transformation happens.
Yeah, and from an energetic perspective, I really do think it moves the energy. And that's key for removing blockages and shifting the patterns in our lives.
I see people wanting to write down lists of all the things they realized about themselves. Like, I want to write out a list of all the soul contracts. Like, they want to keep lists of all the things that they think they've done wrong or done badly.
Oh, good grief.
You know, and it ends up being a list of, here's a list that I can use to beat myself up.
Uh-huh, right.
Not going to be helpful.
Yeah, and I think that part of growing, I think it's all spiritual, all of, you know, from our physicality all the way up to, you know, the energy flow, it's all spiritual. But I think that if we are beating ourselves up, then it's about judgment, and we can never get to a place of self-love if we're busy judging ourselves.
Yeah, those two vibrations are way far apart.
Yeah.
But the judgment's way low, vibration is very high. Mm-hmm. You're not going to achieve what you're looking to achieve. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting how many people, without realizing it, believe that judgment of themselves, mm-hmm. keeping themselves on track in certain ways, uh-huh. Monitoring themselves like that, is actually the road to enlightenment.
Mm. Yeah, I know. It's
actually a soul contract that they would think that, but it when you stop to think about it, why would judging myself help me be the best person I can be? Mm-hmm. I'm doing something very low and negative. How is that going to bring me higher? How is that going to open me up?
Right. And we're going to have to go to a quick break, but when we return, Danielle, I'm going to want you to define soul contracts, because I love your definition. It's a little different than what people often think of as soul contracts. And I'm going to have you talk more about your work, how we can apply, you know, this concept of soul contracts to allow us to change our lives to be just more fulfilling in a variety of ways, when we return here in a few moments on the Christine Upchurch Show.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel. True.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Something I might have said. Please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to whose heart is true.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of Soul Contracts, Danielle McKinnon. Now, Danielle, can you please define for our listeners your perception of what a soul contract is?
Yeah, my perception is a bit different from what most people think of as soul contracts. So there is the typical soul contract that everybody's used to, which is the soul contract between you and another person. Mm-hmm. And in that type of soul contract, the two people involved are they're going to learn something from each other. And that's what we all kind of think of. But I found that there's another type of soul contract. I call it a lifetime soul contract. And these are, they show up as blocks or repeating patterns in our life.
Uh-huh.
And they indicate areas where we actually need to do our inner work.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, which sounds really cool, but when I explain it and we realize you're dealing with it, it's uh-huh. not always that cool.
No.
So an example would be, I can't meet the love of my life. No matter what, I choose the wrong man. It's uh-huh. always the same kind of man every time.
Right.
You know, there is most likely a soul contract there pointing out something that you need to work on within mm-hmm. yourself in mm-hmm. order to be able to meet that soulmate type person. That makes sense?
Right, absolutely. So it's
cool.
Almost like from an energetic perspective, I think of it as like a pattern that's in our energetic blueprint that has to get shifted, or we're just going to continue recreating the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, recreating that same man who keeps cheating on me over and over again. Uh-huh. I keep picking the same man because the underlying energy, so the seed thought is the repeating pattern,
uh-huh.
and the underlying energy is the seed thought. The repeating pattern, sorry, that I didn't even say that right. The soul contract is the repeating pattern. Underneath
Got
that
it.
Is the seed thought. And the seed thought is something like, I'm not good enough. I'm not
right,
worthy.
Right.
I'm a failure. It's a belief we have about ourselves. And then it gets carried out through a soul contract.
Uh-huh.
Kind of, it's a really cool system, but it's annoying when you are experiencing it.
Of course. Well, I think that, from a higher perspective, these are all opportunities to free up energy, to evolve, to shift and eliminate patterns, sometimes not only for ourselves in this life, but, you know, maybe future lives, maybe even past lives, and maybe even for other people, whether it's familial or, you know, energetically beyond, you know, our own little realm of family. But it's a pain when we're dealing with it because don't we want to just go away, you know?
Everybody comes to me, can you get rid of this block?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's some work to be done.
Right.
So, and to kind of piggyback on what you're saying, the freeing up of the energy, what I've discovered, is not the freeing up of the soul contract. So people always want to break that soul contract.
Uh-huh.
I want to break the soul contract that says, I'm going to keep picking this kind of man who cheats on me,
right.
or the soul contract that says I can never speak up mm-hmm. or be seen in public because I'm afraid.
Right.
I want to break that soul contract. But what they don't realize is the energy that needs to be freed up is the energy underlying that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you suddenly or somehow start believing that you are safe in the world or that you are good or that you are lovable in the world,
mm-hmm.
when you learn that lesson and believe that right there frees up all that soul contract energy, because then those soul contracts are no longer necessary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, they're connected to that energy. If you free up the energy by learning the lesson, learning the lesson means All right, let's say you have a seed thought that says, I'm not safe, supported, protected.
Right.
Learning the lesson that you are doesn't mean that you get it intellectually. It doesn't mean you read it in a book. It doesn't mean you go, okay, or I am, or you try to talk yourself into it. It means that you actually live your life without even thinking about it from the perspective of being a safe, supported, protected person. There's no reason for all those other blocks to exist because the blocks are just there to point out, hey, you've got this underlying energy.
Yeah. So in other words, the blocks, they're really not just opportunities, but they're gifts. They're gifts to help you to deal with the underlying belief that needs to be released.
Yes. But I usually don't call them gifts because people get mad at me. But you can say it.
Right, right. Well, you know, I've said many times that the cancer I had once upon a time was a gift. A gift that I gave myself because I wasn't listening to myself, you know, helped shift my life. You know, some difficult relationships I've been in have been real gifts. But in the midst of it, it feels like H-E double hockey sticks as my,
right.
You know.
Not a gift.
No, definitely not a gift.
And so I call them red flags. It's just pointing out here's where you have to work. Uh-huh. Look under this.
Right. Right. So
the funny thing is that you, when somebody figures out that they have a soul contract, like of not speaking up or to overgive, that's a really popular one. I'm going to overgive to everybody. And when I give to them, they'll see what a good person I am. Right. And then I'll feel like I'm a good person finally. That most people want to, when they figure out what their soul contract is, most people want to go and do the opposite. Well, if I give to everybody, or if I never speak up, I now need to start speaking up. I now need to start saying no. The problem is when they do that, the underlying energy still exists. That seed thought is still there saying you're not safe or saying you're not lovable, you're not worthy or whatever it is. So you're now creating conflict within yourself even more so. Yeah.
So how does a person go about eliminating that, you know, healing that seed thought?
They have to develop an awareness. And this is actually what I wrote. Well, this is what I wrote about in the book. But the awareness would be starting to understand their whole soul system. I call it the soul system. That's your seed thoughts and your soul contracts and how they all come together. Understanding your own soul system and how it shows up in your personal life. Most people can identify, well, yep, I pick the same man over and over, or always in my friendships, they're imbalanced because I give to everybody and nobody's there for me. You know, they can find their kind of negative repeating pattern, but they can't find it at smaller levels. They can't find it throughout their life. They can only find it in the big areas. So really the first step to changing this system is to develop that awareness of what's really going on here. Why do you always say yes? Why do you always take care of everybody's kids when you're the one who wants to go out or whatever that is? You have to look for that awareness.
Okay, so that's more on a moment-to-moment basis within our daily lives as opposed to just the big patterns is what you're saying is important to have the awareness about.
Yeah, because people don't realize that we've got these red flags, the soul contracts, or the gifts, as you're calling them.
Right.
We've got them, and they're affecting us in these big, uncomfortable ways, but they're actually affecting us in really, really little ways as well. So if I am trying to shift something about myself, I can't just go for the obvious places. I have to find it throughout. I have to get to know what's really going on. And when I get to know that, when I fully understand it, so much easier to change.
So one of the things I think is so important about what you're talking about is when we are feeling it on the small level within our daily lives, then we're more likely to tune into the essence of the vibration as opposed to feeling it on the big level, focusing on the big level. It's really about what we don't want. But, you know, when somebody asks you, can you please drive the kids to football practice for the gazillionth time and you're finding it really inconvenient for whatever reason and you're about to say yes, it's like in that moment I think you're much more likely to really feel like what it feels like in your body and you know, what the energetics of it is. And it's just manifesting in a small way. So it seems really mm-hmm. important to do that.
Mm-hmm. And that when it's in a small way, and I would say go even smaller than driving the kids to football practice. Uh-huh. I would say go to toenail clippings. I always use that example. But go to the smallest possible level you can find where these things are showing up uh-huh. because there's not emotional attachment. There's still emotional attachment, and they're, oh, I'm going to say yes again to the football practice. You uh-huh. know, oh, you can kind of feel that. But around toenail clippings, I didn't cut my toenails well. Really? I'm really beating myself up about, like, it's there's just not that heavy emotion. When you're objective like that, it's easier to get to know yourself. It's easier to get to know this whole system.
Oh, yeah, because when you don't have that emotional reactivity, then it's, you get to observe without, like, pushing back.
Well, and when you're emotional, if you're upset, sad, happy, whatever it is, are you really in the most clear, calm, balanced, grounded place to mm-hmm. be able to make a decision? No.
Right. That makes perfect
sense.
So
being in a place where being at the toenail clipping level, you're going to be in a more clear place because mm-hmm. you're just talking toenail clipping.
Yes. And on that note, we're going to be going to another quick break. But before we do, Danielle, can you please share with our listeners what your website is and how they can connect with you?
My website is daniellemckinnon.com, and it's M-A-C-K-I-N-N-O-N. And that's really the best way. That's where my blog is. That's where my phone number is. That's where my email is. And you can learn all about the book there. And, yeah, it's all there. That and actually Facebook is another good place, and that's Intuitive Danielle.
Okay, terrific. And we're going to have you back for the second half hour as well, Danielle. And perhaps we'll take a couple of callers as well. Benny, can you share with our listeners how they would call
in? Would love to do that. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819 for the Transformation Talk Radio Network and, of course, Christine Upchurch and her show.
And more with the wonderful Danielle McKinnon when we return here in a few moments.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, crying all the time.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stella Reflections with a Stella Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, iHeartRadio, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of Soul Contracts, Danielle McKinnon. Now, Danielle, you've been talking about soul contracts in terms of the contracts we have with ourselves to illuminate and have the potential to clear, you know, areas where we are sort of separate from our true selves and yes, yeah. Stuck in life. So how does a person benefit from, you know, getting into that awareness on the toenail clipping level and, and beyond and starting to shift that, you know, core belief? How does a person shift in their lives when that happens?
Imagine that you're somebody who has never felt good enough.
Uh-huh.
And so you have compensated by that by creating soul contracts that said you're not comfortable being seen in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of want to fly under the radar. Uh-huh. You give to everybody else, but you don't receive back. You don't ask for anything back.
Uh-huh.
Now imagine that through the work that you do, you start living as if you are good enough, because you're starting to believe that everything that you do is good, that you are good at the core, so of course everything's going to be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would behave differently without even trying to. Just based on your beliefs, these new beliefs that you have about your goodness, you would behave differently in your relationships.
Right.
You wouldn't say yes to everything. You wouldn't sacrifice for your friends. You would help them, but you'd also expect help back. You would actually approach your relationships from a completely different place, actually a completely different vibration.
Right.
You would approach work from a different place because now you would feel comfortable speaking up. It wouldn't be an issue. So in a meeting, you may find yourself bringing up this new idea that you just thought of without even thinking about it before and worrying about speaking up. It would just come out.
Uh-huh.
So then you would find that you'd probably find more success at work. Like that belief change at that deep level will filter out, and this is the coolest thing, without you having to make it filter out. You wouldn't have to sit there and say, well, since I changed that belief, I'm going to speak up now.
Uh-huh.
You would just do it. It would just happen.
Uh-huh.
And it's the coolest thing to have somebody come back to me or get an email where they say, you know, I did this, and it was the first time ever, but I didn't realize it until a week later because I just did it with no problem. I just changed this, and it wasn't even an issue because I now believe in myself. So, I mean, there's not so many tangible things that happen, except in a way it's all tangible because it's all those things where you've been feeling stuck, they go away.
Mm-hmm.
Once you believe differently, once you believe in your goodness, your safety, your protection, your worthiness, your lovableness, etc.
So it's not something to work through, push through, you know, analyze your way through to release. It's about allowing the release to occur and then the pattern shifts.
Yeah. Yeah. As you believe differently, meaning you change that seed thought belief. The things outside, the things in your environment, your behavior changes. And that's why I like this work, because it seems like a whole lot more work to me to try and go and make myself speak up if I don't feel comfortable speaking up and to have to keep my eye on that ball for the rest of my life. I'd rather just change the belief that says, I'm not good enough to speak up, or I'm not safe and so I shouldn't speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just speak up.
Right.
I like fast and easy.
Oh, yeah. Easy's great. Easy's great.
Yeah. But I also like fast. I don't want to spend a year working on something.
Sure. So can you give some examples of clients and what has happened to them once they've, like, you know, found a core level belief that they've begun to release?
So I had this one client, and this was a private client, and she was... she came to me to work on soul contracts, basically. Uh-huh. And she was at a state in her life where she had managed to tell her husband she didn't want to be with him anymore, so he'd moved out.
Right.
But he was still, he only moved down the street, and he was still coming to her house every day for dinner, and she was still doing all his laundry,
oh, my
and
goodness.
She was still driving the kids everywhere. He wasn't doing any of that. He just slept at the other house, but then still sometimes even wanted sex. And so, I know, so that's the state she was in.
Right.
And she had a seed thought of, I'm not good enough, and she had several soul contracts around, I'm going to overgive. She couldn't say no. She couldn't speak up. She didn't value herself, so she sacrificed, suffered for others, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And as she worked through it, as she started to believe differently, she ended up saying, no, you got to make your own dinner. No, you're not coming over here again. No, we are separated. And she was able to create that boundary she so needed so that she could have time and energy for herself. And the other cool thing that happened out of that was she had two daughters, and her relationship with her two daughters got so much better, because now she felt good about who she was.
Ah.
She respected how she was behaving.
Right.
She knew she was a good role model for her daughters.
Yes.
So it opened up the lines of communication. Basically, her entire life improved as she believed better, differently, more openly and clearly about herself and her, what I call the brilliance within.
Right. Oh, that's an amazing story, because...
I know, it's cool.
It's great, yeah, because...
but she didn't... Here's the funny thing. She actually came to me at first. I forgot about this. She didn't come to do soul contracts. She actually came because she wanted to open up her intuition.
And you don't have to be intuitive to see that there's something stuck there.
Well, I can't do it. Why can't I do this? It was because she wasn't believing in herself. Nothing was good enough. Uh-huh. So in order to open up her intuition, we had to do all that.
Right. Right. Well, that's great. And you know, it's funny because I think that sometimes people think that, you know, they need to stay in relationships in order to have the kids feel balanced. But they're picking up on all the underlying issues. And you were talking about how her relationship improved with her daughters. And you know, her daughters will choose differently, you know, based on the shift within her. So it's, you know, how wonderful for her to have made those changes.
And she realized she didn't have to keep telling her daughters what to do. She was just living what to do. And her daughters saw it. It was a big, big change.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it is interesting. A lot of people come in to do this type of work with the idea that they have to stay in their relationship, or the idea that I'm in this relationship, it's not going well, but I have something to learn from it, and I can't learn it until I leave.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't realize is a lot of the time what they learn is to leave.
right.
Versus learning within. People forget you learn during, you learn as the breakup, you learn afterwards.
Uh-huh.
There's tons of learning to be had. So I haven't actually ran into any person where I heard intuitively they should be staying in the relationship for the sake of somebody else.
Interesting. And how many sessions have you done?
I was thinking about that. I know it's over 10,000. I don't know how many.
Wow.
That's
pretty significant.
It's a lot. It makes me tired thinking about it. Like, did I really do that?
So how can we find our own soul contracts? Obviously, you're very intuitive and you can help people to identify them. What kind of process can we go through to identify, you know, what these issues are within our lives?
So I wrote out a whole process with several different ways, because everybody learns differently and figures themselves out differently in the book. But the easiest way would be to start looking at, because what you need to do is, the first step is, well, what are my soul contracts? Mm-hmm. So the easiest thing to do is to start looking for the places where you're going, I feel like I'm not getting anywhere on that one. Or I keep doing the same thing over and over. I keep getting the same outcome, uh-huh. or it keeps not working. So when you look for those, they're usually negative. I haven't run into any positive ones yet, but right. usually negative repeating patterns. Those just indicate where your soul contracts are.
Uh-huh.
It's that simple. Because everybody listening, I'm sure they can go, oh, yeah, so X, Y, and Z, that's got to be a soul contract. Everybody has that thing they're working on, like trying to get ahead in business mm-hmm. or whatever it is, and something's not quite clicking together. There's usually a soul contract there, and you can find it through the negative repeating pattern.
So you found the negative repeating pattern, and how do you go about shifting it vibrationally?
That's the whole book.
Well, then I guess we don't have time to have you explain it before we go to break.
No, but here's the thing. I believe in tools. I believe in making things simple. I believe in making things easy. Mm-hmm. So I put together really a step-by-step process with tools and techniques to do so that you can't fall off track, that you uh-huh. you don't get lost. As right. long as you follow those steps, it's easy. It just takes commitment. And the funny thing is it only takes commitment in the beginning, because by the end, things are just shifting and moving, and you mm-hmm. don't feel like you're trying to be committed anymore. It just is.
Right, right. Well, we're going to go to another quick break. But before we do, Benny, can you share with our listeners the telephone number that they can call in if they want to have a quick reading with Danielle?
Sure. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
More with Danielle McKinnon when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio. And a saxophone, little Joe is blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody knows everybody. We'll dance to the jail.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. And we're having so much fun here in the studio with Benny and Danielle McKinnon. Danielle, we've got a couple of callers who are waiting in line. We have Barbara from Edmonds. Barbara, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hello. Hi. So, listening to all of this, I know I've learned a lot. I know I've grown a lot. I got out of the bad relationship. I've learned to say no even to my kids. Are we ever through with this crap?
That's a technical term for it, right? Crap.
That's how it feels. kind of would be my answer. So what happens is, let's say you clear, you master a whole bunch of seed thoughts and you release a whole bunch of soul contracts. You get to go through a really cool period where you're kind of living in that and loving it, and things are easier and open and you're moving forward. But then eventually what will happen is another soul contract will pop up and another seed thought attached to it will pop up, because it's just the next level of your work. The cool thing is that as it pops up later and later, meaning you've done work, oh, now the next one's popping up, it won't be as heavy, it won't be as challenging, as difficult, because you're moving into a higher vibration, and because you already know how to do the work on yourself, and you already have developed that awareness, so it won't even be as much work as it was the first time around.
It took a long time to realize what we had to do the first time around, that was for sure.
So yeah, well, hopefully this time, because you're listening about soul contracts, it'll be a whole lot faster.
Yeah, well, I've been told I'm in my last life, so it
oh, no. No. I'm talking all of this in this lifetime. All of this is occurring in this lifetime. I'm not saying next lifetime and the one after. I'm saying we come up with soul contracts we need to deal with periodically as we go. As we learn each one, a new one will arise in the future, just because it's all about evolution.
And I can tell, Barbara,
so
that you're feeling really...
I'm evolving into a new relationship, so...
and it sounds like you're so joyful about the process. Danielle, do you think that suffering is necessary?
It's an interesting question. It doesn't have to be necessary. I don't believe it is completely necessary, but I do believe that the level that most of us as humans are at, we learn through discomfort most easily.
Okay.
Think about it. If everything in your life is awesome and you wake up in the morning, you're going to go, wow, everything is awesome. I'm going to change. I'm going to grow. It doesn't really work that way. We go, oh, this isn't working. The crap's going on, as Barbara said. Uh-huh. I have to make a change. Now, as we evolve, things get less and less crappy. We're more in tune to it, and we make changes at a less and less crappy vibration.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So Barbara, I'd encourage you to get Danielle's book, Soul Contracts, and go through her step-by-step process, because... you know, she's helped so many people, and I know that I know what it's like to feel like there's more. I mean, really, I thought I was done with this. So my heart goes out to you, and we're in this together. And you know, I think it's great that you're working to evolve.
Yes.
So thanks for calling.
Getting better.
Okay. Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
So it looks like we may have time for one more caller. Cheryl from Seattle, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you so much. Hi, Danielle. I was one of your mentoring students. Hi, Danielle. And I signed up for your workshop, and I almost cried when they said you weren't coming.
Oh, but I am coming. I'll be there in February, I promise.
Okay. Well, my question is, I'm reading your book, and I got a big aha, like, what my soul contract is. And even, you know, intellectually, I got what the sea thought is, but you talk about how you really need to remember when it occurred or you know, and it, for me, it's all in my head, so I don't know how to proceed from there.
Okay, so what she's talking about, so what Cheryl's talking about is we have these, the seed thought, that negative belief about ourselves develops when we're very young. And sometimes it develops in a past life and we just bring it through. But mm-hmm. Cheryl, for you, it did develop when you were very young. And mm-hmm. what I'm going to say is what you're going to come up with of what started developing the seed thought, and you know you're working with I'm not good enough, right?
Oh, well, no, but thank you. I'll work on that, too.
And you're working on I'm not safe, supportive, protective. So
okay, that's number three. But what I was thinking of is, you know, my heart closed, and I remember that my mom was really domineering and my dad was really sweet, and I know that I observed that the only safe way to proceed in life is to close your heart.
Yes, but look at the words you just said. The only safe way to proceed.
Thing.
So the action you took was close the heart. The belief is I'm not safe. Got it?
Yep.
Okay. So you already know. You don't have to remember a moment in time, the exact day, because it's not really about an exact day when you were 1 year old. It's about the environment. It's about how you were feeling and what you were perceiving. You've already got that. You just described it. You're good. Keep going.
Oh, all right, good.
Yeah, you got that, Cheryl. You're all set. It doesn't have to be so specific. I know you like specific, but you've got it.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you in February.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for
Bye,
calling,
Cheryl.
So, Danielle, do you have any advice for those of us who are on our paths? How to make this process move forward with greater ease?
You know, it's really what we were talking about in the beginning of the show. You know, did you see how, yeah, Cheryl was, she'd been doing the work in the book and she was learning, but then she was also laughing like, oh, yeah, there's another one. Uh-huh. She didn't go, oh, yeah, there's another one. I'm so messed up. She went, oh, yeah. It's really about self-discovery. The more you discover, the happier you become, mm-hmm. not the more you discover, the more sad you become because you think you're messed up. Mm-hmm. You're not messed up. What's happening is you're developing that awareness. So the only way to do it successfully and quickly and with ease is really to be excited, be happy about it. And that's why, and Cheryl has had a tendency in the past to be very serious. So I was so happy to hear her go, there's another one. Okay, that's mm-hmm. three. She was excited about it. And excitement, that's the key.
So seeing it, you know, being immersed in it, having the awareness of it, that's actually a positive sign and not a negative sign. So we shouldn't resist
yeah.
it.
Yeah, if I work with a private client and I'm putting together their soul system, meaning their soul contracts and mm-hmm. all their seed thoughts and what's going on, and the client will start going, I have more. Oh, no, I have more. When I'm going, yes, we have more. This is great. The more you find, the more ready you are to work, the more you have to work with, the uh-huh. easier it is to become aware. Mm-hmm. If you only find one thing, that's going to be hard. The chances of becoming aware of that one thing everywhere are much less than if you find 20.
Right, right. Well, we're running out of time here, Danielle. Can you please share with our listeners how they can connect with you?
Best way is either through my website, DanielleMcKinnon.com, or my Facebook, which is Intuitive Danielle, or my book, which is Soul Contracts, Find Harmony, and Unlock Your Brilliance.
Yes, and, you know, I love your system, and I love your lightheartedness, and it's great to find somebody who's intuitive and helping people on their paths who also doesn't take it all so seriously, and bless you for that, Danielle.
Thank you. And I do. I have the commitment and the desire and uh-huh. all of that is there, but I want to laugh about it. It's uh-huh. got to be fun, too. We didn't come here just to do work,
right.
you know?
Right. Absolutely. and the work is the fun, you know, in a twisted kind of way sometimes.
So I agree.
Thanks so much for joining me here today, Danielle. And I look forward to seeing you when you're here in the Seattle area in February.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us here today. Please tune in again next week, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.